Hey, I want you to hear something for just a minute. The National Institute for Discovery Science, I think the world of this organization, you would call it as NIDS. As a matter of fact, about a year ago, I talked to them about these triangular-shaped objects that everyone's seen, and they're convinced they're out there, and no definitive conclusions yet. But on April 20th of this year, several people, longtime Bigfoot researchers John Andrews, Richard Grover, and Nancy Smith, were out there in a very remote location in Stevens Pass in the state of Washington, Now, this location was chosen because of a long history of reports of Bigfoot being in the area, including multiple footprints measuring, get this, 20 inches in length. Now, reports of repeated rock knocking and unusual howling and other vocalizations were heard as well. Lex has this up on the website, and it's the first story there, but I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this, and I'm going to tell you what some of their thoughts are, their conclusions of this sound of this very unusual howling that was picked up on the morning of April 20th at 1 a.m. Isn't that something? Now, what they are saying, that the conclusions of acoustic analysis are that a human male, human male cannot be ruled out as a source of what you just heard. However, there's a big however here, and that's underlined, and it says, while it acknowledges that this suggestion, at least in part, reflects measurement limitations due to the reliance on all kinds of technical things, the currently observed pattern of the dispersion of these sounds is not conclusively human. So they cannot say conclusively that what you just heard was some human being screaming out there in the wilderness. I'm going to let you hear that one more time before we take the break and come back with your open line calls. Here it goes. So they're saying it could be a human male, but they're not sure. That's something else. NIDS, great organization. And thanks again to Bigfoot researchers, John Andrews, Richard Grover, and Nancy Smith out there in the foothills of Washington State.